So, rolling at you next on this edition of Bathrobes, Beers, Broadsides on November 9th, 2023, we are flashing back to October 2010. That particular show, I had co-host Steve Plaich, who's still around. I guess he's helping to organize the Vetsall Thanksgiving Day Services Center, now called Funding Matters, or Housing Matters is what they call it. It doesn't pay into the St. Francis Soup Kitchen, or happen to hit Food Not Bombs on a weekend, or steal food from grocery stores, or whatever you need to do to survive. But in any case, Steve is a co-host on this particular edition. We talk about former City Attorney Barisoni's waiting list law that was done in the wake of the Peace Camp 2010 protests, because we had so many people who were sleeping outside city-funded shelter, and they were all full up. They wouldn't issue letters. They wouldn't admit they were full up in a public way. Instead, they wanted you to get on a dismissed. This was the new law that City Attorney Barisoni created. Rather than simply not issuing tickets at all if there was no place for people to go, which is now supposedly what they're doing, but in fact they are using the camping ordinance, the new camping ordinance, still under the same old number, 6.36 municipal code, to go after folks and to disperse encampments that are essentially community survival areas where people who are outside who do not have the resources to survive get together to try to help each other, protect each other, and serve as a kind of a makeshift community. That, of course, was destroyed in various encampments throughout the city, then in the Benchlands, then in the Poganip, and in Cowell Beach and other places. It's a determination by the city to destroy independent encampments, even while not having the facilities to put people into not even shelter, much less decent housing. Now we're going to hear about the Santa Cruz Neighbors Forum with Monica Martinez, who is the boss at that time of the Homeless Lack of Services Center, which became Housing Matters. Steve Plaich reports from there. Phone call from battle-ready Bob Patton. I call him battle-weary Bob, who's kind of an expert on the vets situation, talking about trying to retrieve the Vets Memorial Building from the county. There was a struggle between vets organizations and the county. You'll hear about that. Drum Circle Dave drums his way onto the show briefly, as he often did in those days. We hear some brief chatter from, well, actually, an accounts on the street from Ray the Palomar Panhandler and Charlie and Cattell. Charlie was the sort of resident street psychotherapist, or I should say retired psychotherapist, who often I would run into on the streets. The ACLU's demands to drop the Santa Barbara lawsuit, we talk about that, and that had to do with the use of the 647E state code, the so-called no lodging law, which was also being used extensively in the Peace Camp 2010 protests that had just happened some months before, when you probably have heard them if you've listened to some of the flashbacks more recently that I've been playing. Steve Plaich and I have different opinions of the new police chief, at that time new Chief Kevin Vogel, who has since retired and sort of spends his time sniping from his civilian position. We hear about Mike Rhodes' latest reports from Fresno, and the sit-lie law in San Francisco from the perspective of a merchant opponent of that law. And there's a lot more that because I only skipped through it. You'll hear it if you hear it, and if you do, it'll be coming up right now. Quick reminder, only the Huff line is the number that is still active, 831-423-4833. Please call me if you want to follow up on any questions. That number will work. It'll get to me. It is a landline, not a cell phone, so It may take me a little while to get back to you. If you leave some kind of contact information, I will do that. Anyway, here we go.